Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kool-Aid drinkers!
Wow.
Welcome back to the pod. We're actually recording this a little earlier in the week due to some scheduling conflicts. But nonetheless, we are getting ready for week 5 of the NFL season. Lions trying to move to 4-1, maintain their lead in the NFC North, go for that number one overall seed in the NFC. Especially because two of the undefeated teams, Cowboys and 49ers, play each other this week, but we'll get to that later. But let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. We got Connor.
Yo.
Red Dog.
Yo.
Bob.
Hello, hello.
And UJ.
Hello, Kool-Aid drinkers.
We got the whole crew here tonight. We're pumped up, ready to go. Ready for week 5, where the Lions are 9-point favorites at home. That it opened at 7.5, and now it's 9. So there's a lot of love for the Lions here at home.
That's their best line in 6 years, I think, right?
I don't know.
I read somewhere that it's their best line since 2017, and I believe it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild. But that just goes to show what they're all about. But I mean, the Panthers are one of the two remaining 0-4 teams in the NFL, them and the Bears.
The Bears. What a Bears game, by the way.
You know, people are saying the Bears are the new Lions, right? The Lions are the new Packers.
For 4th-and-1 out of shotgun was so funny. I'm missing
a lot of funny things with that.
Let them define their own ineptitude. We don't need to compare them to the Lions. Okay?
The Bears can compare when they go 60 years without a.
They're the new Chicago Bears.
Brand new Lions, brand new Chicago Bears.
They've sucked during a lot of years, too. They have had good years, but they've been terrible a lot, too. So,
for sure.
Yeah. We're no juggernaut.
We are recording this on October 2nd, on Monday night, so there might be some injury things and stuff that we don't mention, because I think we're going to release some like Wednesday, Thursday, but nonetheless, or maybe tomorrow, depending on how it goes. But either way, I just want to note that, because there might be some injury updates that we don't comment on, because it's early in the week.
Obviously one thing we got to talk about, right? Because we haven't talked about it since the reaction pod.
Well, JMO.
We're gonna get to that, but yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely touch on JMO.
Feels like the lead. That's all.
So the Lions, or I'm sorry, the NFL adjusts their gambling policy. Now a first time violation for betting on non football within a facility. These funny rules, but non football within a facility, a team facility, is 2 game suspension, then 6, then
it's bullshit. I had JMO over 4.5 games suspended. And they cut it at 4. No. So I lost.
Oh, seemed like a lock.
I was out to get you.
It was such a lock.
And then Dan Campbell had comments today just about how they want him to be just a dependable receiver, line up in the right spot, and things of that nature. Just become a dependable receiver is kind of the overarching theme of his comments. But, I mean, do you guys expect JMO to have a big presence in the upcoming game?
Can I take that first, just because, yes, obviously, I think he's going to have a presence as soon as he's on the field taking reps. But I've seen an interpretation that somehow Dan Campbell and the coaching staff isn't, like, excited about him because what he said sounds so pedestrian, like he wants him to be reliable. And it was like that guy Matt Derry on Locked On Lions. Anyway, like, he was like, the Lions aren't excited about him, like, because Dan Campbell's saying he expects him to do his job and do it well. Like, and that means like somehow, but like, come on, like, that's Dan Campbell. If you haven't learned what Dan Campbell is at this point, he wants you to do your job and do it well. And what's that going to convert to if you're a guy with Jameson Williams speed? It's going to be the big plays. It's going to be everything, but he's got to be fundamentally sound. It's like Dan Campbell said something obvious and people are just looking for a reason to freak out.
Yeah. Well, that's why Matt Derry isn't doing full-time sports anymore. He's just doing that podcast. I mean, come on. Of course they're excited about him. They're not going to be like getting all giddy about it in the media.
Just his speed alone.
They drafted him for a reason. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, do you guys want to get into like right now what it means for the team? Or I know, Connor, you wanted to make a comment really quick before we move on to kind of the next game and all that. Because you're at the game on Thursday night, and that's why you weren't able to join the pod.
Yeah, I'd love to touch on Lambeau just very briefly. So we got there like a couple hours before the game, and I gotta say, like, I haven't been to too many outside stadiums, you know, I've been to Bears games and stuff, but this was insane. There was at least 30,000 Lions fans, I think, there. Everywhere you look, they were everywhere. They were all cocky and confident, and like throughout the whole first half, it was just crazy. There were Let's Go Lions chants, like the stadium was getting loud. Unfortunately, all the Packers guys are really nice. So I couldn't really hate them. Like, they were very congratulatory to us. One of them paid for our parking, so he didn't have cash. I was like, oh, jeez.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't have cash. And they're like, oh, here you go. Here's a 20. You know, and I was like, oh, thank you, sir. Like, this is very nice.
Did you tell them, I don't care if you have one ass cheek or two toes, I'll beat your ass?
I did not. But listen, by the fourth quarter, man, it was basically just Ford Field Jr. in there. Like, all the Lions fans flooded the lower bowl and the Packers fans left, and it was just like blue everywhere you saw. And I forced my Packers fans friends to stay the entire game. I didn't stay after the game, so I didn't get to like see all the players, but man, that was special. I'd never felt an energy like that on the road, and I expect it just to get crazier and crazier each week at Ford Field. That was awesome. Nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
See,
that's
truly
great.
Ravenous the Lions fan base is. Like, we're giving them reason to travel, and we're showing up. Yeah. I love it.
Well, they're not all nice, because that one Packer fan was flipping off on Monroe when he's blowing him a kiss.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And the other one poured the beer on the model.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man.
You gotta love it.
Yeah. I don't mind that personally. You know, like, it's going to happen with the beer thing. Both, whatever.
Amon-Ra didn't seem to mind it either. So.
No, I think
he said, I knew he poured a beard on me. He didn't care.
It fuels those guys. It feels
like Packers tears.
Yeah.
No, I think it's great. And the Lions Dan Campbell's the first coach in Lions history to beat the Packers four straight times in a row as well.
Really?
That's pretty wild.
Notable. That's pretty sad.
I said that's pretty sad that that's the first person to get four wins against the Packers.
I thought it happened in the 80s, but
the Packers had a lot of bad teams in the 70s and stuff. So wow. All right.
I thought it was the first time.
Well, I trust you. I just thought it was a sad statistic.
I could be wrong. Maybe it's the first time in a long time.
We were pretty sad in the 70s too, though, Bob.
That's true. That is true, too. The Bears were, too. We were it's like bad. The Vikings division. But anyway.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
But yes. Well, I mean, just a great victory. It's been a great few days. Especially, it's always nice when you win the Thursday game and you sit back on Sunday and watch the rest of the teams.
You
play,
just chill
when you already have the victory in pocket.
That's very nice.
Good team. Not like it's not like an 0-10 Lions team with a victory on a Thanksgiving or something like that.
Yeah,
but
totally agree. You
know, this is so far from that. In fact, I already forgot about like the bad things in the past. We've always been great. Now we're the Lions, baby. We hear us roar. doesn't it feel like that? Like that you get that swag already? Like, we've only won three games, but it feels like, like we're conquerors, baby. We're coming, baby.
But we haven't gotten to the part where we're hated yet, because everyone I know who's not a Lions fan, they're happy for me. They're like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys,
that's true, Bob. That's very true.
They talked about it on Pardon My Take, like, when will people turn on the Lions? And they said only after they win a Super Bowl will people actually turn on the Lions.
We need, like, a fuck your pity tour and just go around beating everyone else's team
just to anger
people. Start hating us. Yeah. That's basically what we're doing. Don't worry. By the end of the season, the Bears fans, like the Packers fans already were sending some hate our way. Like, I've heard some reactions of them being like, I hate the Lions. Oh, and they were like freaking out to the end of like the game when it was just all Lions fans chanting in their stadium. Like, oh yeah, no, not all Packers fans took that one easy. Like, just look at the head coach. He was like crying about it. It was hilarious. His reaction was, we got whooped and manhandled. Like, how and dare Packers you ask fans, that question? That's bad, man.
And Packers fans have done that plenty of times at Ford Field. Like, have a heavy hit. A big
That's happened.
So, do you think if we keep winning, we're just gonna, you know, Lions fans are humble by nature because we've been humbled our whole life with this team. But what if we become winners? You know, and are we gonna turn into assholes, or are we gonna still be humble?
I mean, most fan bases do when they win a lot. So I think
we'll be
yes,
arrogant. But I don't know about assholes, but yeah,
you know, that's one of those things you don't know until like you give the person the gun and put them into the fight. You don't know how they'll respond, you know?
Yeah, but that's
give
the
us
future,
the power
the
and let's see what we do with it. Hopefully we'll be gracious.
Only to divisional fans, especially at least, but
yeah.
Anyway,
we must be gracious rulers of the North.
Well, you know, we're all Blackhawks fans as well in this pod. And, when the Hawks became great, we were also kind of a little arrogant. But anyway, sorry,
I think
we've
revealed that on the podcast here before, Bob. So I hope we didn't lose the audience.
You guys went to Chicago high schools. I don't think it's that hard to figure out that you guys might root for some Chicago teams.
Yeah.
I'm also wearing a White Sox shirt.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
but
we're Lions fans first and through, which is a big thing.
That's true. Definitely our strongest
lifetime Lions fans.
This is our coming out of the closet moment, people.
So the Lions are at home against the Carolina Panthers, an 0-4 Carolina Panthers team that traded a bunch of picks to the Bears for Bryce Young. And Bryce Young has looked very bad so far this season. He has 2 touchdown passes on the year and 2 interceptions. A 65% completion percentage, and that's probably inflated because they've been playing from behind in a lot of their games. You know, it's get a lot of the free check down passes near the end. But this is a very bad offense. Andy Dalton in one game almost has as many passing yards as Bryce Young has had in 4.
That's crazy.
Three.
Yeah. Bryce Young being back is good.
Meanwhile, Stroud is tearing it up.
Yeah, Stroud looks like the better pick. 3 games or 4 games into the season thus far.
And Anthony Richardson also looks better.
Except for he's in the most predictable place, injured.
Yeah, I still think Young's going to be better than Justin Fields, but that's my prediction.
Wait, what was that?
I think Young's going to be better than Justin Fields.
Oh,
God. I think it's going to rain again sometime in the future. Yeah, that's a safe bet, I think.
It's okay.
This team is at their best when they are able to run the ball successfully. That's what tore up the Lions a year ago, the ground game against the Panthers. So this is also a revenge game for the Lions, too. Now, it's a different coach and such, but, I mean, it's still the Panthers. And
wow.
Really good. The Lions got them early here when they're struggling. I think that's what's going to motivate this team this week because it is – I mean, the Lions, like we said, are 9-point favorites, and they're probably thinking, like, this team is not as good. But
it's like when you find a juicy kill as a Lion, and you find an already injured gazelle on the road, and you're like, I'm going to just maul this thing and just tear it apart and gorge.
Yes.
Something like that, sure.
Yeah.
Just like that.
But the Panthers also have Miles Sanders and Chuba Hubbard as their running back duo. Miles Sanders is paid a fair amount of money this offseason, so they try to use him when he's healthy. Then the receiving core is where the Lions can really take advantage. DJ Chark is back in the building.
He
hurt the first couple games.
I wish he had stayed.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Over Marvin Jones.
Well, we get to that in a moment. But Terrence Marshall, Hayden Hurst at tight end, Laviska Shenault is another wide receiver that has gone missing pretty much on this offense. It's not a great offense, and I don't know if that's because of the scheme under Frank Reich, who just got fired from the Colts and then hired by the Panthers. That's their head coach. It's a very stagnant offense. Anyway, it's another great matchup for our defense. Would you agree, UJ?
I absolutely would agree. After what we did this last week, I see this defense trying to take them out of the game early. And if Bryce Young is playing, they're just going to wish he was – he's just going to wish he was back in college after this game because, man, it's going to be an eye-opener for him.
Hutch.
So, yeah, I see our defense taking charge early. And I this could be a big turnover day, too, for us. Seriously.
Definitely. Definitely. And Bryce Young, notably a very small guy. I got to remember his height, actually. Here.
He's 5'9 or 5'10, I think.
He's not 5'2. 5'10, okay. 5'10, 94. Either way, small for NFL standards. And it's kind of looked like it in some cases. He hasn't gotten the ball batted down, per se, but he just doesn't have quite the same escapability that I saw in college, at least. If you go back and watch him play some of these games thus far, teams have been doing a pretty good job of containing him. And but again, is it on the quarterback or is it on a terrible wide receiving core? I don't know.
All right,
yeah, like really bad. That doesn't. This is one of the worst like teams turned to separation by their wide receivers.
O-line. Like
Adam Thielen is easily their top wide receiver. He has 287 yards on 33 targets. He has 20% of all their targets. And he is not a guy that creates great separation nowadays, anyways. But, Bob, your thoughts about this matchup?
Yeah, I like this matchup. I mean, I don't think Bryce Young, he came into like a bad situation there. And I don't think running is his forte anyway. You're talking about his college. I think his pocket presence was his thing. But, yeah, I like the Lions are just rolling right now. So they're going to want a little revenge in this game, too. So I like this matchup with our defense against their offense for sure.
Connor.
I mean, from what I understand, we have the number one ranked run defense, which through 4 weeks, which is awesome. And I think it's just going to be more of the same, you know, get to the quarterback, stuff the run. I'm excited to see our offense and see how they use JMO. And everyone's all freaking out about Gibbs. I don't know why everyone in the line is freaking out about Gibbs usage. I'm exhausted by it. He's doing fine. He's got, you know, a good amount of reps. I think he's going to break out. It's just a matter of when. And I think JMO's speed is going to help that too.
Oh yeah, let's get into that. I'm glad you mentioned that. So I said I want to get back into it. So JMO, everybody's thoughts here, kind of just do we think we see a lot of JMO? Are we going to see like kind of last year when he was out? He's in for like maybe 10 plays and just runs straight down the field and does nothing else. UJ, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think he's going to be. They're going to use him kind of sparingly. I mean, they're going to put him out there. They're going to test the waters. Kind of, they're playing a team that they should easily dominate. I don't think they're going to try to give away too many things this early. They just want to get him some reps, get him fundamentally sound. Like what Campbell said, it was not off base about him just wanting to do his job, be fundamentally sound and all that. It's really not off base. He really needs to do that. I know he's a special talent, and that'll come within the confines of the discipline that he has to do. So I think they're going to use him sparingly. Maybe take a couple shots on the field, I hope. I'd like to see it, but I don't think they're going to go crazy with it. Yeah, I think they're going to work him in slowly, and then toward the end of the season, you'll see, or as the games go by, you're going to see more and more of him each game. So right now, they don't expect a whole lot in this game, if you're asking me.
Yeah, anyone else with JMO thoughts?
Yeah, I think they're going to put him in there, and I think they're going to do at least one design play where they hope to hit him. But I also wouldn't be surprised if, like, he gets a couple and then they're like, okay, just keep feeding him because he just goes off. Like, because Dan Campbell's not going to sit on him if he's rolling. And if they need him, you know, yeah, I don't predict we'll need him a whole lot. But, you know, if, like, he fails, like, the thing about Gibbs is that he is doing really solid work, but he just hasn't done that thing that makes him look like a superstar yet to a lot of people. Like, you look at his average yards, he's actually crushing it. But, like, he just always looks like he has so much more to offer. And I just – if JMO comes out and looks like we keep expecting Gibbs to look, then I could see him getting a little more to bite off. But if not, I could just see him getting like a little pitch count, like 10 to 15 snaps.
Yeah, and I think you get there's a little more Gibbs hate or anger out there because I think a lot of people picked him in fantasy really high this season.
Yeah.
And he is not a match where probably a lot of people drafted him in their fantasy draft. But my other thought on this too is if JMO is active this week, who is suddenly inactive from the wide receiver core? Guess is Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones.
You think Antoine Green?
Bob? Yeah.
Green.
I think Green.
Yeah. I like Jones blocking, I think.
But what is Marvin Jones offering? Is Marvin Jones like offering an elite blocking skill?
He's a veteran presence. And he knows how to hang onto the ball except for one time in his career. So he can help JMO with that. It's good to have
him. He's had a couple drops too.
He can help him hold on to the ball. Yeah. Does he run up and like help him hold on to it when he's caught it?
I don't know. I think he has something to offer Marvin Jones out there. He's a crafty veteran. So
yeah, it's cool to have him on the team, even though he hasn't done much. It's kind of cool to have him back. He had some good years with the Lions.
I have a feeling he's going to be like a Jeff Blum or something in the World Series, and he's going to play something big at some point in our quest to the Super Bowl.
Jeff Blum, there's a deep poll for this podcast.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know what I mean? I just think he's going to do something important at some point this season, even if he doesn't have a stellar output this year.
I mean, JMO's a pretty good blocker in his own right, so I don't feel you miss anything by. I mean, the only thing is that he has a note where when he's blocking, when he's not. But
is between Green or Jones.
Yeah. That's one thing I like about JMO is he's a willing participant to do whatever. He just loves playing football. So
I mean, his favorite position on the field is the gunner on the punt team.
So. Yeah, I know.
That's why I have a hard time imagining them keeping like the guards on him too long. Like I have a feeling he's going to be rearing so hard against like the, the bracers. He's ready to freaking go. You know this kid. Like they drafted this kid, and they look at these kids. Like the Lions' profile is these guys love football and they're gritty people. And guys like that don't take lightly to getting suspended for 4 games and getting injured and not getting to play enough. And I think he's going to be so ready to, assuming he's all healthy and stuff, he's ready to just, he's going to be, good luck keeping him on the bench is what I'm guessing is going to happen.
Yeah, I think you got to activate him this week and play him in some regard, especially if it's a team that you think you're going to dominate. Because at least in the fourth quarter, you're up by a couple scores, you can throw him in there, get his feet wet a little bit.
Yeah.
Get a pass or two thrown his way. So
if he catches 2 passes this week, I think that'll be a success.
Double. Yeah, because
he's only had 1 catch
in
his career. Right?
Yeah.
Double his career
right? I expect no more than 15 snaps personally for him, but we'll see.
As long as he gets 30 touches and 4 touchdowns, I'll be okay about it. That's how some people feel, it seems like, I think.
So on the other side of the ball, the strength of this Panthers team is their defense, which is the same as last year. And they got some pretty good athletes on that side. Brian Burns is an excellent pass rusher, a guy that's going to give a lot of fits. Yeter Gross Matos was a pretty decent one as well.
Say that 5 times
fast. For him. Frankie Louvu is a very, very good linebacker for the Panthers, and he comes off the edge a lot to rush. Jeremy Chin, Bob's guy from the draft a few years ago that he liked. Southern Illinois.
Yep.
A very, very reliable safety. Von Bell, another reliable safety. So, I mean, there's a lot of Jack Thompson, pretty solid linebackers. So, I mean, this team goes as much as their offense goes, because like any other defense, if they're out there for a bunch of plays, it doesn't end up going well. So don't let the Panthers hang around for a while. Make long, sustained drives on the offense. Tire out this defense early and often. And I think the Lions will have a pretty successful day against this Panthers team.
I say we just score lots of points really fast.
Always a good idea.
Good strategy.
Yeah. I'd love to see Goff benched by the fourth quarter.
Oh, that would be sick.
In a positive way?
Yeah.
I was just saying. I hope so. I thought that was kind of implied when we talked about the big line, but yes.
I just had to clarify, you know?
I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Run Dog.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Well, gentlemen, should we move on to our next segments, our prediction segments?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else had anything to add about the Panthers or anything like that.
Yeah, we're going to beat the crap out of them, but no, go ahead.
All right. So let's move on to our prediction segments, and the first one is our Roar of the Week. And for our prediction segments, we are going to have a special guest picker. Every week, and this is a redemption one because we had technical issues last podcast about these predictions. So we're gonna bring back Charlie,
professional baseball player,
my younger brother, also a Lions fan. Yeah, 9th round draft pick of the San Francisco Giants. We got it all. We got like,
oh yeah,
we got a celebrity on our hands here.
Yeah,
I think you have a couple hundred followers on Instagram.
Folks, he's got the hair to match.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Welcome to pod.
Come on, Z, send him up a fat one down the middle of the plate here. Let him knock it out.
Well, really quick, Charlie, your thoughts on the your thoughts on the Thursday night victory over the Packers?
That had to be one of the most exciting victories in my lifetime that I can remember, and especially going to school in Wisconsin for 4 years, knowing a bunch of Packers fans, I took advantage of the moment.
You said a lot of trash talk to them, or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those guys have been giving me a lot of crap for years now, so it was nice to nice to be owning them the last four games here.
Nice.
Definitely, definitely. So let's start with you, Charlie. Who is your Roar of the Week? That's a player that you think will have the most impact on this game, not necessarily stat stuffer.
I think that I was looking at Tracy Walker. He's only got 3 career interceptions, and I think Bryce Young is going to be short under our line. He's not going to be able to see over it. He's not going to be able to see Tracy Walker lurking, and he's going to have a pick. And I think it's going to be a big pick to really set the tone early in the game. He might even take it for 6. So Tracy Walker is my Roar of the Week.
Nice.
Yeah. A lurking Tracy.
We're going to have to work on your roar, though. That was pretty awful.
We'll have to work on.
Nonetheless.
It's a work in progress.
Tracy Walker is Charlie's Roar of the Week. Game. Let's go over to Run Dog.
Ooh, my turn. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a revenge game, and I think it's going to start at the middle of our defensive line. That was what did they do to us last year? They ran all over us, and those boys up front on defense are holding that personally. My roar of the week is actually the D-line from last year, Kamish, Bugs, Aleem, and Hutch. Those dudes are going to be looking for some serious revenge, and they're going to absolutely feast this week. And that includes stuffing the run for little to nothing and crushing Bryce Young's young spirit.
So Aleem McNeil?
Sure.
He named like 4 guys there.
So I know. That's why I didn't know. You got to pick one. That's the segment.
Well, it's the name doesn't even make sense, so I'm going to stick with my four, but fine. We can
make Lee McNeil is the roar of the week.
All right. All right.
Nice pick. Let's go over to Bob.
All right.
I object.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking offense at first. I was going to go Laporta or something, but then our little guest there, Charlie, has inspired me to go defense. And I'm going to go with the guy who's been cooking lately, Hutch. Hutch is going to have another big game, one other big game, and he's going to make up for last year's game where the Lions unfortunately lost to those bastards. And I see Hutch getting a couple sacks and roar of the week. Hutch. Bob.
All right, Hutch. Constant pressure. Roar of the week for Bob. Let's go to Connor.
Yeah, I was going to say Aleem. Well, since Run Dog took the entire D line. But I'm going to say Bugs.
One last year.
You know, it was tough getting benched week one. I know he kind of alluded to some stuff on social media. And then, like I was about to say, in the week two. But I think he's really played well since that. And I think this defense has been playing much better since he's been active. And I think he's going to have a very big day. I can keep reminding Campbell why he should be active every week. I think he's going to get a big strip sack fumble this game. And you know, within our red zone, it's gonna put the game away. It's my roar of the week.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah. All right, whoa, we all jumped out of our seats.
I know, scary, right? I've been working on it.
We had to put like a warning at the beginning of the episode, and like,
if you're afraid of
sounds,
large predators, beware.
UJ.
All right, I see a trend here. Everyone's going defense, but. You know what? This is going to be that kind of game where we're going to look back at the game. Oh, my God. That guy had a great game. That guy had a great game. That guy, everyone's going to have a great game. This is going to be one of those games where everyone's just going to have a great game. So it's going to be hard to give it out. But I'll tell you what. I'm going to go Jahmyr Gibbs in this one because I think this is the game that's going to show people why we picked him in the first place. He's going to break at least one 50-plus yarder for a touchdown, and we're going to see that speed that we drafted, and it's going to really blow people away. I think we'll get 100-plus yards in this one. Our running game is going to be dominant in this game, so I'm not seeing Goff having like 300-yard day or something like that. It's going to be mostly our run game. Gibbs is going to shine, baby, and he is my
oh, man.
Wow. Wow.
Of the week.
Let's go.
That lion sounded like it had asthma out there at the end. It's a little,
it's a little shape, that lion.
Beautiful. Love it, you. Love it. Right. He goes Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm going to go Hutch with Bob as well. I think
Wow.
steps up. I think the Lions shut down the run and force Carolina to throw in the second half, and that's when Hutch is really going to take over. So. And I'd say two sacks this week for him.
If wow.
Did you see Khalil Mack at six sacks the other day?
Yeah, I did see that.
Against the Raiders. Man. That's just absurd. Six in one game.
Unreal.
He's a stud.
Big Z, it's nice to see you forgiving Hutch for not being Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. Big Z for doing that.
I'm not forgiving him for that.
In our chat, you were very angry that he wasn't Micah Parsons. Yeah. So,
yeah. Never said that.
You know.
Yeah,
you did, but that's okay.
Angry, man.
You
yeah.
said if only he was Micah Parsons.
Connor really likes to twist words happy. Around.
Either way, that's not said. No,
but
whatever
if,
you want.
If the question is whether rather Micah Parsons over Hutch, I think I would because I think Parsons.
Wow.
I love Hutch.
Wow.
No,
don't even try. You've
get
already
that energy out of here, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, maybe like
I know others.
Hey,
you,
Chaz, you
want to
take his spot on the podcast? I don't know. Like, this guy's cool.
Charlie, who would you rather have, Parsons or Hutch?
His Kool-Aid is running low. Someone's got to get him some Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid is as high as ever. I love Hutch, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
if
sure.
I pick gun to the head.
Now, I want to hear what Charlie has to say. Charlie, you Hutch or shot Micah Parsons? Yeah,
well, I think Hutch has a much higher ceiling and could turn into someone like TJ Watt and absolutely take over games. Micah Parsons, I think, has already hit his ceiling.
Yeah, Chaz.
Micah Parsons has hit his ceiling as the best defensive player in the NFL.
Yes. And but
Chaz,
this you're last
that's
year,
a ceiling.
Hutch is gonna be for years to come.
Yeah, Charlie,
okay,
sustainability.
Hey Z, I think like your Lions logo is peeling back. I see a little star sticking out there.
He's like actually on PFS.
It's like with this little. Your logic is like saying, "I love my wife, but I'd rather have Jennifer Lawrence or something like that." You know?
Yeah, it's like that.
That just doesn't fly. That's the same logic you're using here, though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly the same.
Whatever. I mean, I'm not like apologizing for my take on this. So I'm glad.
It's a bad take. Whatever it is, you know, if you want to hold on to it,
it's a bad take that I want Parsons.
What a hill to die on!
Yeah,
a gun ahead. I had to pick Parsons or Hutch. I love Hutch. I just picked him.
Wait, now you're saying you have to be forced by gunpoint to pick Hutch? That's like that's not the same scenario. You're changing this.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
You know what? They could hold a gun to my head and say, pick Micah Parsons. And I'd say, no, give me Hutch every day.
Boom.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, no, I ate the bullet.
And I'm me.
Hutch caught it because he saw me and he was like, this man believed in me.
I am a big believer. I've said that many, many a time on here. So.
No, he let you die because you said Micah.
I have nothing to defend myself against.
You're right. You've lost this, are you?
I've won the argument with my opinion. Like, it's the correct opinion.
Wow.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jury's
out
on that
one.
Yeah.
Let's take a poll.
Let's do a show of hands here. Did Zach win this argument? If you agree.
It's a podcast. You cannot see hands.
I can see all you guys.
And no hands up for Z.
He says he lost the argument.
Oh, yeah. There's hands in every.
You know what?
On Twitter,
every screen.
On Twitter /X at Drinking Lions. Instagram at Drinking Kool-Aid. Let us know. Who do you think is better? Hutch or Parsons. I love Hutch.
I doubt it.
That has not changed. I think
doesn't
Hutch
sound
is,
like
a,
it.
Is an incredible player.
Don't worry.
If I had to pick between two, I'd pick Parsons.
I love you, baby.
I've said that before on this podcast.
It'll never happen again, baby. I love you.
Yeah, you don't got nothing to be afraid of. You ain't got nothing to be afraid of. The man she's afraid of.
She means nothing to me. Yeah.
But one, he's just like a good friend. He's like my brother.
We got to get one more roar, and that's out of Kid J. Kid J, who's your roar of the week?
Kid J. Come on, Kid J.
Can't pick Puka.
My roar of the week. My roar of the week is it's going to be Brian Branch. He's going
to like
keep
it.
He's going to keep up the good,
are we sure he's
the
playing?
Good job, and he's going to dominate again.
Like it.
I think he's going to have another
let's
pick.
Let's presume.
Too. Brian Branch, yeah, I think he said
here, Connor,
Kid
J has
been
the
roar
of the week. That
the
means he's
department.
Obviously playing.
That's true. That's a good point. Dan knows that, too. So.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
All right, so he's going to go Branch as his roar, and that's all our roars of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get to our final segment. That is, of course, predictions, where the Lions are 9-point favorites at home against the Panthers. It is a 1 o'clock Eastern noon kickoff in Detroit. I'm going to start with Connor because you're going to be at the game again this week.
I know. My third week in a row, I'm 2-0.
You're going to have no voice left.
You
I
need
know.
To bring like microphones and start doing interviews for this pod.
I got to say, I don't know if I ever said it, but the Falcons game was really loud, too. I don't know if it was as loud as the opener, but I think the Lions are going to roll. I think they learned their lessons from the Seattle game, and they're not just going to rest on their laurels. I think the run defense is going to go nuts, and I think the offense is going to have a great game. I think it's going to be, this is probably the biggest margin I've ever played, 38-10 Lions with two Amon-Ra touchdowns and a Gibbs touchdown.
Wow. The Kool-Aid is strong.
All right.
I like that.
Wow. All right. Beautiful. We love it. That's one for the Lions, none for the Panthers. UJ.
All right, my prediction was very similar to Connor's score-wise. I'm saying 35-6. I say they don't reach the end zone for touchdown. They'll get a couple of cheap field goals. The reason that it's only going to score 35 is because we're going to do a lot of running. It's not going to be like we're going to be eating up a lot of clock, running a lot. And like I said, Gibbs is going to have his game, man. This is going to be the game that just shows off his talent. And defenses dominate 35-6 Lions. And we stay the number one defense in against the run in this league. In fact, we get even better. So we're averaging about 60 yards a game now, something like that. I think that average is going to come down a little.
Yeah. I like it.
Beautiful. All right. Nice. That's two for the Lions. And blowout fashion. Gotta love it. Let's go to Bob.
Yeah. Bob. Hey, yeah, Hutch, he's on a defense with the number one run defense. I don't think Micah Parsons is doing that. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, son!
But I definitely like this matchup.
He probably would.
Calling Dr. Like Bueller of the burn unit.
I like this matchup for the Lions.
Nope, I'm plenty wet over here.
I think they're going to be... They're pissed about the way it ended last year with them in that game. Like, say, some new faces along the way. But I think the Lions are going to go off, and J-Mo will get a touchdown. So I like 41-13 Lions.
And, all right. Wow. Beautiful. Biggest blowout yet of all the predictions.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be really funny if Red Dog for once called a close game? Now that we're all calling boss.
So, Charlie, two questions for you. First of all, what do you think of Rud Dog's weekly predictions? Where it's usually like 70-0, 70-3, 81-0. Your thoughts?
I mean, I think that's the outcome they practice for, and then the football game happens, and then that's when Rud Dog's prediction gets a little off. But I think that's how the game's supposed to go at the start.
Oh, that's how that one.
Yeah, my man. Right. That is a great answer. Thank you. That is awesome.
So, Charlie, having said that, what is your prediction?
Yeah,
I'm feeling very similar to everyone that has given their prediction so far. I predict a 37-13 score, just an absolute domination, garbage touchdown at the end, just to get them feeling good going into the next week. But I think it's going to be absolute domination, even more than this past weekend.
All right. Who do you like on offense this week, Charlie?
Who do I like on offense? I like Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra is going to be running all over the place on them, and they're going to be focused on Laporta and J-Mo's speed and Gibbs' speed, and I think just Amon-Ra is going to find those gaps.
Nice.
All right. Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, Charlie, one more, actually, question for you then in regards to Amon-Ra. Rud Dog finds him extremely boring. Your thoughts? Is he an extremely boring player?
Extremely.
That's a little crazy, Rud Dog. He's the most exciting player on the team, man. I don't know.
Extreme is a strong word.
Doesn't it get boring being the most exciting guy all the time?
He's just the most quietly effective player. Like, it's like people forget about him after the game. Like,
I don't know who forgets about him after the game.
I think he might be. Brown.
If anything, it might be boring hearing about him all the time. And
if you talk to anyone about the Lions, he's like the first or second player always mentioned.
He's like Novocaine, you know? He just keeps taking effect. The more you use him, then you just get numb to him.
Wow, hater.
All right. Maybe that'll be his nickname on the Novocaine. Novocaine had 10 catches.
Come on, at least did someone get that reference?
We get the reference.
Oh, do you? What is
no one disagrees with it? That's all.
Novocaine. Another reference? I'm not understanding.
I mean, it wasn't the best quote, but I mean, remember the Titans? That was what his offense was like. Novocaine, like you're shy, you can get numb to him. And like anyway.
Nope. So, Rud Dog, give us your prediction.
Okay. Oh yeah, I think like. This is going to be a lot of scoring in this game. I like the matchups. It's going to be one-sided. Defense is going to be stifling. I'm going to call it 72 to zip. Panthers. Sorry, held it upside down. 72 to zip. Lions.
One point short of the record.
Are you sure it wasn't like 27-0?
Yeah, how does a 72 read the same way upside down?
It's
and the Panthers reads like Lions.
Don't worry about
down?
That. Yeah, no, they're gonna Lions are gonna handle this one. Revenge
you
game
like 69-0 for your
they don't
joke.
Even need the revenge game. This is gonna be more like a surgeon taking apart a patient. You know, it's gonna be surgical, it's gonna be precise. We're just going to dominate. We don't need to get all uppity and emotional about revenge.
What is this?
Dan like, Campbell said it. We're not going to get the highs. And we're not.
What are your surgeons taking apart patients? They're supposed to be.
What kind of surgeon is this?
Have you ever seen
Hostile? What is this?
Human centipede.
Yeah.
They're kind of putting them together in that movie, too, if you think about it. They're sewing them together. They're
definitely putting them together.
They're going to be like the butcher from Gangs of New York. They're going to know how to take the arteries and the creases and slice them up and dice them up, put them on the ice rack. It ain't going to be no big deal. They do this every week. It's their job. They're going to dominate. It's not going to be about emotions. Dan Campbell said it. We're not going to go with the highs and the lows. We're just going to ride steady. And they don't need to get up for this team. They're already up every week because that's how they operate. And that's going to be enough to put this team away confidently without much worry. 72.
All right. Well, there you have it. There's this 72 to and two, and then backwards flipped around 72 nothing still predicted. Anyways,
Jackie, I have a question.
Oh,
so with your prediction, is 7-2-0, they're gonna be 1 point shy of the record that the Dolphins almost broke the other day. And the Dolphins actually the other day had a chance to kick a field goal to break the record, but instead they kneed it out. So would you want Dan Campbell to go kick that field goal for the record?
Ooh.
Or would you want him to knee it out?
Ooh, kick it. That'd be more fun.
So 75 nothing then.
Not real classy.
73.
Oh.
All right.
What, I mean, when did it stop being classy?
Fair enough.
Like, you score 70 points, you kick a field goal. Oh, you big jerked. Like, oh, that's the line?
Fair enough.
So producer, you're saying you'd want him to kneel it out, Chaz?
No, I'd producer. Probably have him kick it.
Nice. Producer Kid J.
My prediction is the Lions will win. It'll be 31-7, I bet.
All right.
I think it'll be dumb.
When's Kid J going to get his Lions card? Come on, baby.
I think it's going to be like the kind of like the Green Bay game where they kind of have a big first half. And they kind of sit on the ball most of the second half and score like one touchdown running wise. So, because they have a couple big games coming up in the next 2 weeks against the Bucks and the Ravens. So I'm sure they want to avoid the injuries or whatever. So
yeah, and that Bucks game that moved to the Bucks game that moved to the 3:25, 4:25 Eastern America's Game of the Week time slot. So more of a national audience for the Lions playing there, especially because the Bucks have got off to a surprising start at 3-1 with Baker Mayfield at quarterback.
Kind of weird going from 12 o'clock every week to now never being 12 o'clock pretty much. Besides once in a while.
And you're good.
Definitely. And Lions have been great in these primetime games too. So.
And on the road.
Put them on, please. But anyways, my prediction is 31-10. I think it's 3 points in the first half given up and then a garbage touchdown by the Panthers at the end. So it'll be 31-3, like late in the fourth quarter, then maybe like just a garbage time touchdown for the Panthers. So
all right.
And those are our predictions, and we all predict the Lions to win.
Whoa.
Woo! All
right.
Let's go. And we have 7 people on this podcast, including producer Kajay. So
wow.
7 out of 7. Kool-Aid drinkers say Lions will win. That, you know, it's good.
That's like a poll of America. This is like a small sample size, and we just amplify it out. To
the fans. How about that?
Yeah, I also predict Taylor Swift's going to be at the game.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask Charlie his prediction on that.
Oh, go ahead. Well, sorry.
No,
she's going to dump Kelsey, and she's going to openly pine for Sam? Jared Goff, and Jared Goff's going to shun her.
Well, he has a
fiance. Yeah, Jared Goff's engaged too.
Yeah, LaPorta's looking for a woman.
Jared Goff's engaged to a swimsuit model, so he should have picked a single player on the team.
Yeah, well.
Go for the better tight end, LaPorta.
Yeah, LaPorta's stealing Kelsey's girl.
Little age gap there, but hey.
Yeah, a little bit.
Where's the age gap? Oh, how old is Taylor Swift?
She's 33. Taylor Swift.
She's my age.
33. There you go, Red Duck.
There you go. 33?
Make a friend.
I don't play tight end for the Chiefs.
Not yet.
That rules me out. Never give up the dream.
That's right. All right. So I think we're going to wrap up the podcast here. Thank you to our guest picker, Charlie, for hopping on the podcast.
And all boys. Cheers.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Lions.
Yeah, baby. So as I mentioned earlier, if you want to give your thoughts on the Hutch versus Parsons debate, or give your predictions on this week's game or anything of that nature, Instagram at Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions, or email us at drinkingthebluekoolaid@gmail.com. You can either send in like your voicemail, a question, we can play it on air, anything like that, really. Just, or any thoughts on the podcast. Sometimes people just reach out with comments on
say, hey, what's
podcast.
Up?
Yeah.
Like, how are you doing today? You know, you want to hang out?
You up?
Maybe get some ice cream?
Yeah.
Nope. I don't think I do that.
On that note.
Yeah. We want to thank our producer,
Kid J.
Thanks to our producer, Kid J, for doing a great job. And he's, we just appreciate all the work he does for the podcast. Yeah. And thank you to SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast. Always greatly appreciate that. Otherwise, I have nothing else to add, really. We're just going to enjoy this weekend. A nice, easy Lions victory as they come back home to defend the den. And we will be reacting to that game right after. We'll get an instant reaction. So, YouTube, I forgot to mention, at DTBK. Subscribe on there. We have 56 subscribers now. I don't know where they're coming from, but they're out there.
Come on, baby.
We'll do another live reaction stream probably at night, probably like around the 7, 8 o'clock time. So be on the lookout for that. Just get notified. Get notified. And
get notified.
Hey, the Blue Kool-Aid drink is reacting. I got to go. I got to come on the pod. I got to listen. It's
important.
Anyways, I'm sure that's how everybody.
Babe, I'll change the diaper later. The pod's on.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate it. And we'll be back with that live stream / instant reactions to the game on Sunday. But last but not least, as always, go!
Down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.